Carol and I talked about this in great detail before we got married, even after God told us to get married. I said, honey, I don't know what you feel or how you feel about a man, but I want you to know, I'm going to make you a promise. I weigh about 175, 180 pounds, and what you see is what you get. I said, but I'm going to tell you that in 10 years from now, what you see is still what you're going to get. I'm going to guarantee you that in 10 years, I won't weigh 250 pounds. I guarantee you I won't, because I'm going to take care of this piece of flesh that God gave me. Because this piece of flesh he gave me is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to exercise it right, I'm going to eat right, I'm going to take care of my body. Now, I want you to know, woman, if you marry me, I expect you to do the same thing. I don't want you to weigh 300 pounds one day when you get 10 years from now. I do not want you to be 300 pounds. She said, don't worry, I won't be. But we had an understanding from day one. I said, I will be your husband till death do us part. I guarantee you another thing, I don't care what happens, I guarantee you I will not marry you and be married to you a year and then say, I don't love you no more and I'm out of here. I said, I don't care what happens. I don't care how bad it is or how good it is. I'm going to love you and I'm going to be a part of you. I could care less what you can or can't do. I will marry you and you will be my wife until I die. That's a commitment. You know, those are the kind of commitments we need in the church. Now then, I told her what I expected, but if she were to gain 300 pounds, you know, I'd still be with her. You know, I wouldn't leave her. I made a commitment to this girl. I told her what I liked and what I didn't like. But I'm going to stay with her regardless of whether she keeps her end of the bargain or not. Whether she stays lovely, whether she gets sick, which I hope she don't, but if she were to get sick and get down or something, I would take care of her until she died. I would never throw her away to a nursing home or something. I'll take care of her. Or that's the way I think it ought to be. At least among Christians, that's the way it ought to be. But so many of us, we won't even take care of our own parents. When our mother or father, grandmother or grandfather get too old and they can't take care of themselves anymore, you got to help them or whatever. Let's put them in a nursing home. I ain't got time to mess with the old man. And when he dies, I want all his money. But in the meantime, I ain't got time to mess with him. It's far too many do that. And these days that we live in, it's awful, awful what is happening. You know how I was persecuted in Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, but the Lord delivered me from all of it. Yes, and everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. It would have been a whole lot nicer if he hadn't had to put that one in there. Do you know there's only one thing I hate worse than pain? More pain. That's exactly right. More pain. Does anybody in here like pain? I don't like pain. But he says, if you want to live a godly life, now let me ask you this question. How many of you want to live a godly life? Okay. I hope that's all of us. If you didn't hold your hand up, there's something wrong with you. You need to get in touch with God because we want to live a godly life in Christ Jesus, especially in what we see coming. I mean, I've lived a lot longer than most, but I see something coming to the world and to America that ain't going to be pretty. If we are in the beginning of the tribulation period, the next 7 years is going to be the most awful time that there's ever been in history. It's going to be bad for the next 3.5. But then at the midpoint of the Great Tribulation, or the Tribulation, when the Great Tribulation starts, that next 3.5 years is going to be literal hell on earth. I sure hope the church is gone by that time. But if we're still here, I'm going to occupy till the King comes. Aren't you, Tom? We're going to be about the King's business. I mean, just like when they said, don't you go down there, Steve, to Jerusalem, because they're going to cut your head off if you go down there and start talking about Jesus. And Steve says, that's okay. If they cut my head off, to live is die. To die is gain, and to live is Christ. So, is that the way we got to live our life? If God says, go down to Jerusalem, I'm going to be with you, and if you go down there and you win 3 more people to Jesus before they cut your head off, then that's what your job was, wasn't it? Hey, that's it. We're his disciples. He uses us for whatever he wants to. We're his body. And if he does that, then that's what we're designed to do. We belong to him. And verse 13 and 14. But evil people and imposters will flourish Don't you love that? Evil people and imposters will flourish. They will go on deceiving others, and they themselves will be deceived. Aren't you glad you're not one of them? But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. That's the problem. We've not been taught a whole lot in the church. Some of us come to church on Sunday, and we come once a month, and we think that's good enough. And for the church we come to, they may never open the Scripture. Quote a few little things or talk about something, but never read the Scripture. My sister stopped at a church here a while back, and she said, I couldn't believe it. I went in, and the service was, they sing about 30 minutes, and they read the bulletin and that stuff, and then they preached 30 minutes, and she said, in that entire hour or hour and 50 minutes I was in a church, I never saw not one single person open the Word of God, and not one single Scripture was read by the pastor in that church that whole day. So what do you think those people learned about God that day? Nothing. They didn't learn nothing. We're not taught. But if you find a good church that teaches you the Word of God, then obey it and do what it says. But you must remain faithful to the things you've been taught. What if Daddy, you know, I stand in awe at this young boy. He's been through a couple of divorces. He's had all kinds of problems. I sat down and ministered to this young man here a while back. And as I saw the messed up life he had, I said, son, would you tell me, I mean, he was 35. I said, son, will you tell me what kind of life you had at home with your daddy and mother? He says, Herman, do I have to tell you? I said, well, not unless you want to. But I said, I think it has a whole lot to do with where you're living, why you can't live with a woman, why you can't be good to a wife. I said, it's got to be something. I said, tell me what your daddy did to you. I said, was your daddy a good man? He said, oh, no, not at all. He said, my dad, when I got 5-6 years old, mother would go out somewhere and she'd leave me at home with him. And while she was gone, he'd take me down to the bars and he'd take some whore to the back room and I'd stand over and watch them have sex. And then he said, he would take me and he said, I said, but daddy, isn't that wrong? And he said, he would grab me by the heels and throw me over a bridge and shake me like that. If you ever tell your mother what I did, I'll hold you and I'll drop you and you'll fall all the way to the concrete below and break your neck. How would you like to be raised up as a little boy with a daddy like that? You wonder why he's messed up? Who could even imagine a man doing that to their own child? I know. We know that, don't we, Paul? How bad it is. But you must remain faithful to the things you've been taught. So what if that's what you've been taught all your life? The kid's going to remain faithful to that kind of junk. He ain't never going to really be able to know Jesus unless he gets in with somebody that can train him and teach him the things of God. Because, you know, you're going to know what you've been taught at home. And if it's all wrong, it's all wrong. So, but how many men do you know today that never read the Scripture to their children? Never. I mean, men that go to church, they don't read the Word of God to their children. They don't talk about it. You know these things are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. Now then, if you have a mother and a father that's teaching you the Word of God, they're walking in love, they're loving each other, and they're praying over you and seeing God do great and wonderful things, you know that what they're teaching you is the truth. Because they live it. I remember one time whenever at home I walked in and I was talking to my wife, and Amanda come out of the back, that's Caitlin's mother, when she was just a little bitty girl, about 5 or 6. She come out of her bedroom and she said, Daddy, you said a bad word. I said, what? I said a bad word? I said, honey, I don't think I said a bad word. She said, Daddy, you sure did. I said, well, tell me what I said. Oh, no, Daddy. She said, if I were to say what you said, you'd spank me. I said, okay, if I said a bad word, I promise you, you tell me what I said, and I'll never repeat that word again. Never. She said, Daddy, you promise? You promise now you won't spank me when I tell you what you said. I said, I promise. She said, Daddy, you were talking to Mama, and you said, you wonder what in the heck that man was thinking about. Now, as far as I know, that's the worst slang word my daughter ever heard me say. That is a praise God. She thought that was an awful word. Well, is it a slang word? Yes, it is. Should I have been using that word? No. So I made sure that I took that word out of my vocabulary. I don't use those no more. You know. Now then, as a daddy, is it important the words that you teach your children? They hear you. They're listening to what you say. And of course today, I'm completely convinced today, every Christian ought to take their children out of secular schools. I wished I could see mine or grandbabies come out of a secular school. It's bad enough what they get in a Christian school. Tim went to a Christian school. Now, Amanda did go to a secular school. I tried to get her to go to a Christian school. But you know what she told me when I told her when she was in high school? I said, honey, why don't you go to Christian school? I said, I'll do something to make everything work out where I can pay for both you and Tim to go if you want to go. She said, Daddy, there's a mission field at Northwest. They need to hear what I have to say. I thought, well, that is true. But she learned a lot of junk that she didn't need to learn, too, unfortunately. You know, it's amazing what goes on in these schools. Now, verse 15 and 16. If you have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. Timothy's mother, I don't know what Timothy's daddy was, but it only talks about his grandmother and his mother. But they taught him the Holy Scriptures from the time he was a little child. And Paul knew this. He said, now, in verse 16, all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It straightens us out and teaches us to do what is right. How do we learn what to do and how to do it? From the Word of God. What do you use as your authority for what you do? I mean, you know, you go to church, you ask somebody, what do you believe about Jesus? And you know, in most churches, you get a whole bunch of different answers. And when I saw that article the other day that I forget now, I think it was like 15 or 18% of the seminaries now that's out there don't believe Jesus died and rose again.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Occupy Until the King Comes, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.